Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly
right here in the USA.
It's a
plenty of things to
countless dreams
consider. A top concern, a worry, a threat to the greatest country on the face of the earth, but it's still the greatest country on the face of the earth, right here in the old USA. Thank you, Aaron Tippin, for reminding us of that as we begin each and every What's On Your Mind program. Hello, I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is right there, riding shotgun today. Hello, sir.
Yo, my man.
And it's a Friday edition of the program. We call it Free For All Friday. We got a few segments today where you can just fire away on anything on your mind today. Maybe something you think deserves some attention on the show, not getting enough of it. Comment on something we've talked about already does not matter because it's called What's On Your Mind for a reason. Here's how you do that. Call us toll-free at 855-200-1776. You can also call us locally at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Glad to have you here today on the program. I am a little confused, Kev, and need some clarity from the audience and from you today, because when Donald Trump was accused of mishandling classified documents, there was a little difference in how the media addressed that versus how they addressed what we now know about Joe Biden. Listen to this and tell me what's going on here.
Top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago. What did you think to yourself?
How that could possibly happen? How one anyone could be that irresponsible?
It's a beautiful day here in Southern California and made only more beautiful by the hammer of justice pounding down on our pumpkin spice ex-president.
The fact that he had those documents in his possession is offense enough, subject to perhaps criminal prosecution.
What laws does the FBI suspect the former president has broken?
No man is above the law. Anybody else would have been in jail for doing that. It's just that simple.
Yes, no one is above the law, not even a president or a former president of the United States.
Flat out obstruction of justice.
They basically are informing the Trump folks, you've already committed a crime.
Totally irresponsible.
We're gonna start. Okay, now I think I'm kind of curious on how those same people reported on this latest scandal with Joe Biden.
With President Biden's lawyers finding a small number of classified documents during his time as vice president in his former private office.
Joe Biden left a handful of classified documents from when he was vice president in his private office.
If you listen to Republicans or conservative media, they want you to believe it's on par with Donald Trump carting off boxes of classified documents.
Now, Republicans have seized on the revelations, but to be clear, there are distinctions between what we know about this and Donald Trump's hoarding of secret records.
Hoarding, by the way, it's a small number with Biden. It's just a handful, and it's boxes full, and now he's hoarding these documents.
I will call your montage and raise you the view.
I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him.
But you know what,
these documents appear.
But here's the thing. Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office.
Well, let's find out what this is first. One of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun
a specific way.
If you're missing classified information, I don't mean laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's
missing. Does it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
It did originally.
I don't like when we jump to conclusions and stuff.
Which is exactly what they did.
Right. Now, I'm not done with mine. Keep listening here.
At Mar-a-Lago,
obviously vast differences there.
There are key differences.
There's a big difference here.
There are many differences. One of these things is not like the other. Are we right to draw a very, very broad distinction between what is happening in the Biden case and what happened in the Trump case?
Totally irresponsible.
Unbelievable. You know what this... I don't know that we need any more evidence to this, but if you rely on the mainstream media for anything in the way of credible news, you're crazy.
Well, that's all left media.
You're crazy.
Left media. Right media is Peter Doocy and Fox and Newsmax. I mean, again, it's all partisan. It's true journalism, Sean Hannity said it best, is dead and buried in this country. It's all partisan, right and left. And that's fine. But my thing is that when you come down to the motive and the message, you know, which message wins? A conservative message always wins. So I don't care what party we're talking about. But this is just hypocrisy, what you're talking about. It's the hypocrisy of the theater that is the media in this country. It's a show. The whole thing's a show. It's all theater.
Well, everyone.
So is The View. The View has nothing to do with anything.
No, I mean,
it's a show. It's theater.
The View is a...
It's drama.
A group of... uninformed
actresses. They're actors. Yeah. And that's a show. It's all drama.
I hate when they jump to conclusions. We don't know what it is. That's just
we should just stop talking about them. This doesn't matter.
Jump to conclusions for Donald Trump, but that's a whole other show.
I love the last part you played there about, you know, apples and oranges, two totally different things. Well, they want to try and make it as two totally different things, and it is, but they're not eyeing in on how it's different. And how it's different is that Trump was president. He can declassify anything he wants as president. Was Joe Biden ever president before now? I don't think so. And again, the document law says if he classified the stuff he has in the first place, he can declassify it as vice president. I'm pretty sure all the stuff he's got, he didn't classify in the first place.
But what is so rich here, and we all ought to celebrate this, because Joe Biden got caught, now with documents in multiple places that were not supposed to be there, and Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, had already appointed a special counsel for Donald Trump, he had zero choice but to do the same for Joe Biden. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Because I guarantee you, that would have not been the outcome if Donald Trump hadn't had special counsel.
Well, just remember,
people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
Stop saying that. People know. Unbelievable.
Which people know that?
Oh, my gosh.
It was painful watching him try to read that statement about what's going on in his own home. This is going on in his garage where his classic car is kept, at his home. You don't know what's in your home, and you have to stumble through a prepared statement and try. And then, of course, the coining phrase, the D.C. word salad.
I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review.
And?
As part of that process.
Just part of the process.
Uh-huh.
It's all a process. There'll be, meetings and... No. The hard work will get done. It's a process.
It's a process. Listener says, FYI, Joe refers to Kamala as president.
Numerous times.
Maybe that's what he's wishing for. Another listener, I've been laughing my butt off. I have a 4-drawer file cabinet in my garage, and 6 months out of the year, my Corvette is parked next to it. Well, as long as there aren't classified documents in the cabinet, you're nothing to see here. That's just fine. You'll be great.
Did you hear this part of it the same way I did?
Let me. I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week,
I'm going to get a chance to speak on this, God willing, sometime soon. Why don't you speak on it now?
I took that to mean that he is not able to say any more because of the investigation, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, all right, yeah.
But, I mean, what a joke. Like, he's going to come out and talk any more about this.
Right.
You know, the whole thing's a joke, you know.
It's a distraction.
I'd love to get a chance to talk about how I broke the law.
Isn't it amazing how fast we got away from the border conversation? Think about that. A week ago, he was going to the border, going to Mexico, blah, 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 yet we spend, nothing has changed at the border. Fentanyl's still coming in. Illegal's still coming in.
I think what's amazing is that...
I think this is a total distraction.
Every time the border gets attention from the mainstream media...
They lob a grenade in like this.
There's some distraction that takes it away. Every time.
Every time.
Yep.
I don't care. I could care less about all of this.
Stop following. I have a present for Kevin when we come back. I think he's going to...
Okay. I'll take it.
Friday, a little gift on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
University should merely equip students with the skills required for their professional career. A university should prepare students for success in their career and in their life. University of Mary offers a values-based education that is truly affordable and flexible to help you achieve your goals on your time. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu. umary.edu. Ready for your little present here?
Yes.
1 year ago today, I think it's appropriate to celebrate this bit of eloquence, inspiration, wisdom from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris.
At what point does the administration say, you know what, the strategy isn't working, we're going to change strategies? Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
You got that?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Did you soak that in?
Oh, yeah.
That bit of the genius there?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
Okay, very good.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
There you go. I'll leave you with that.
I know how much you love the First Lady, the Vice President, and...
Thank you for
that. It's inspiring. Yeah, there's more.
I lost IQ listening.
Okay, yeah.
Let's not do that again.
We have,
You know what is serious about just that alone is how completely incompetent she is and always really has been. I mean, she got through law school, she got to, you know, and then you're Willie's girl and you read about her and her coming up in the California ranks and how she got where she got. And then you watch that and it's not that surprising. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense. But it's really not that surprising.
If
nothing is that surprising with these people with me anymore.
If Mike Pence had uttered some of the same things, you think they'd be a little bit different?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Treatment of that whole thing? Ukraine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said there is more. And she is very, very proficient in geography.
Oh, geez. Right?
Yeah. If you're watching any level of news, even social media, you're seeing everything that's going on right now in the Ukraine. Break it down in layman's terms for people who don't understand what's going on.
Who's
and
she
how
on with?
Directly affect
who
the
are these people
the
she actually...
This is the Morning Hustle.
Oh, great.
I don't know.
Okay. Where's that at?
not very vice presidential. I don't know.
States.
So, Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country.
Okay. You got that?
Oh, I
imagine if
you know, I guess that's when you have that voter base. That's how you got to talk to them. You got to dumb it down as good as you can.
We hadn't had that refresher. Yeah. She gave us a similar tutorial on Caribbean nations. I can't even play it for you. I can't.
How about one of her...
can't force myself to do it.
One of her Padawans, let's just say. One of her disciples.
And then on these documents, how could anyone be that irresponsible?
What
this president says about mishandling classified documents?
The president spoke to this personally. He spoke to this personally. He believes that classified documents and information should be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's what he believes. He believed that.
I don't know how somebody sitting in that press room, because I watched that press conference yesterday, wouldn't say, can you do me a favor? What you've said 100 times about he takes this personally and blah, 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 blah.
Seriously.
We take it seriously. All her talking points.
Yeah.
Because she repeated them every time somebody brought up a question, about 3 or 4 times. I would just say, respectfully, we got it. We understand what he said. Can you avoid repeating that? And let's get to the substance of our questions here.
Let's see.
He was surprised to learn about the records had been there, and again, he believes that that the lawyers did the right thing, and they immediately turned them over to the archives.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what he said. That's They just printed two copies of the statement and gave her one. That's, I mean,
over and over and over again.
Yep. You know what, Peter? Except he can't read it nearly as well.
You know what Peter Ducey called it yesterday? Garage gate.
Yeah.
Right to her. I love that.
Thank you, Corrine. Another one on garage gate. What is the White House trying to hide?
Nothing.
Someone gave the president a statement to read on Tuesday that was incomplete at best, misleading at worst. Who?
So I have read out the president's statement. I have read it out yesterday and what he said. He said that he respects or he takes classified information and documents very seriously.
Oh, he does. This is a newsflash.
He read it poorly.
Where's the breaking news sound? He takes it very seriously. This is new news.
Peter Ducey's a rock star.
Isn't he, though?
He read it terribly. He stumbled through it. Now, again, this is your house. This is your house where your collectible Corvettes sit, where, you know, your house, your home. You literally are that disconnected to what's in your... Oh, and by the way, apparently some of them were marked personal. They're finding that... We'll see what this comes up, but... Again, they want you to think you're that stupid.
Have you seen the photo of the Corvette backing into the garage?
Yeah, and all the Jesse Waters showed it last night.
Big pile of documents there.
Yeah. You don't know that? You don't know that those are there? Didn't bother to, you know, what, how many years?
We asked,
come on.
What's on your mind? And if there are other things on your mind, let us know. 271-1100, text 237-1590, 237-1590. Texter says, Pfizer gives $1 million to the Republican Party of Kentucky to expand its headquarters. I'm sure they did this out of the goodness of their heart, since Pfizer is as pure as the driven snow.
Right.
Yes, I'm being sarcastic. The government made me this way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. You got money, I'm listening.
It surprises me, actually, that Pfizer would give $1 million to the Kentucky Republican Party. That ties you right to Uncle Mitch and a new building. That's
well, look at how many materials they need from China to make the drugs that they get.
Yeah,
they
no kidding.
So, I mean, no, it all works out.
Another listener says that nurse strike going on in New York sounds crazy. A 10-to-1 patient ratio and nurses being forced to stay 48 to 60 hours due to staff shortages. That's
correct. They settled, though. They settled that.
Another says this whole thing reminds me of Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other. Well, that's what they were trying. I mean, that montage of media we played was right out of Sesame Street, for crying out loud. Another, is this document story just a distraction?
Yes.
Or is this the beginning of the end for Joe Biden?
Maybe both.
Meaning, is this party trying to get rid of him? Is he the fall guy?
It's actually both.
It's interesting because...
Yeah, I think it's both.
You know, he said he was going to take Thanksgiving and December to think about whether running again, right?
Yeah.
Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, perfect timing.
They found these in November, early November, and don't tell us about it. I don't know.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrived in Washington on Thursday. From the meeting comes new announcements on deeper military cooperation between the United States and Japan. A new special counsel was created Thursday as an investigation into the discovery of top-secret documents. Now, President Biden's home and office puts pressure on him to explain his own mishandling of secret papers. The president says he is cooperating with authorities.
The Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document.
Robert K. Herr, a veteran prosecutor, has been appointed to scrutinize the handling of sensitive papers by the president.
They discovered a small number of documents with classified markings and storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
Lisa Marie Presley, the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla, died in Southern California on Thursday. Lance Fry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Because you understand every single thing I try to do.
Elvis.
Wait for it.
And
I love you most of all because of you. No matter what.
Is Lisa Marie starts singing in a week or?
She's in there, yeah.
How long we gotta wait?
That was one of those mashups where basically singing harmonies with them all.
She passed away when he was. I'm sorry, he passed away when she was 9 years old, and they did this little duet, magic of electronics,
digital production.
Yeah, yep. Exactly right.
It's like Natalie Cole did with Nat King.
Oh my gosh, was that so good? And Lisa Marie Presley died last night, 54 years old. Ah, too darn young. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. How about this? Sloppy Joe's in Harwood today. Meatball subs, 12th Avenue, I-29, PetroServe USA. Lasagna on MP Avenue. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon. Meatballs in Euland, 45th and 9th Street Southwest. PetroServe USA has lasagna today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. John Hinderacher is here from the center of the American Experiment. Always enjoy our chats with John on the news of the day and things that are happening in our state government you need to know about. John, how are you today? Can you hear us, John? Sounds like a snowstorm there. Okay. John, we're going to call you back. Give you a ring back there. Just a second. All right. Some rain in the region. No sunshine. Other than this listener says, my condolences, it's sunny here in western Lamoure County. Well, good for you. I want somebody to have sunshine if we can't have it, for crying out loud, in our listening area. I'm just ready for some sunshine. Not one to complain about the weather, but
makes winter more bearable.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
The sun out.
Sun shining down. Yeah. Soon and very soon, according to our weather friends. All right, John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. Can you hear us now, John?
Calling John.
John, can you hear us?
Yeah, our reception here.
Huh.
He's having bad reception.
He must be, because we can hear him and he can't hear us.
Oh, I can hear you now, Scott.
Oh, can you? Hi, John. How are you?
Stay right where you are. Don't move.
Scott, you got me in my car. I'm driving to God's country, in this case, South Dakota, not North Dakota.
All right. Yeah, well, that's part B of God's country. Part A would be would be North Dakota. Yeah, exactly right. It's a beautiful state, though. A lot going on there as well. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, the Minnesota legislature has convened, and the old adage that no man's property is safe when the legislature is in session is true in spades. This year, you know, we've got the DFL in charge of both houses of the legislature, the DFL governor. So they've got a very ambitious agenda. One of the things that they are moving forward on, apparently, is Governor Walz's proposal to get all of our electricity from wind and solar by 2040.
And this... it's a goodie to laugh, but
yeah.
I hear you. I hear you.
That's so awesome.
Now, XL Energy is running commercials saying 2030, although the president of XL Energy did make a point to tell me that it was aspirational. It had to be affordable and sustainable. So I said, in other words, it's not happening by 2030. So maybe they're moving the goalpost. But what do you think of that goal?
It's not happening at any time in the future. The whole thing is a fantasy. You know, as you know, our energy people did a comprehensive report on Governor Walz's proposal. It can't be done. You cannot get all of your electricity from wind and solar, no matter how much you spend. But the attempt would cost $313 billion, which is vastly more than we can possibly spend. And we would still have blackouts. According to our analysis, if we had the same weather in those out years as we had in January of 2020, with all of our electricity supposedly coming from wind and solar, we have blackouts of up to 55 hours long across the state of Minnesota. That's more than 2 days. You know, if we go 2 days without electricity, many, many people are going to die. So this is a catastrophically stupid proposal, but nevertheless, they seem to be moving forward on it.
So, and just the overall impact of the economy, too. It's pretty amazing. I mean, the numbers are staggering, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, our economist has calculated job loss of 69,000 jobs from moving forward on this proposal. You know, one of the things that happens is the electricity gets so expensive. It's kind of like what's happening in Germany with BASF, you know, leaving, saying like we can't manufacture anything and compete in a global market and pay the energy prices we've got in Germany. We're leaving the country. Well, that's going to happen in Minnesota. You won't be able to operate a business in any competitive way with the price of electricity as it would be in that regime. So, you know, it is catastrophic on any number of fronts. A lot of people don't understand, Scott, that in our part of the country, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, solar panels produce the electricity about 18% of the time. 82% of the time, you're burning natural gas, right? Wind turbines produce the electricity about 40% of the time. 60% of the time, you're burning natural gas. If you take the natural gas out of the equation, you've got an electric grid that doesn't function. It doesn't work. It can't be done.
Do you think this is a, they see this as politically something they need to do? I know Minnesota has such an, I call them affectionately the environmental eco-terrorists, you know, because the idea, but we're going to ban coal from North Dakota. Like, okay, yeah, good luck with that, brownout city. But, I mean, are they doing it just because it's politically something they have to do? They're beholden to their environmental eco-terrorists?
Scott, I wish somebody could explain that to me. You know, they have not done any kind of a feasibility study, right? Our people have written a report it's, I don't know, 50 pages long. It's nothing but charts, graphs, data, calculations. It's all there. It's all backed up. The Wallace administration has nothing. You know, they have no calculations. They have no analysis. They have no report. They have no feasibility study. They have no reason to believe that this thing is going to work, and they have no idea how much it's going to cost. I think what's going on, Scott, is they are simply copying California. I think it's really that simple. You know, the left-wingers in California did this. Oh, boy, we should do it, too. Well, of course, it's not working in California, and it's not going to work in Minnesota.
Yeah, it is darn right scary to think what, when they get done with a Democratic House, Senate, and the pen of Tim Walz, what the damage is going to be, isn't it?
It's going to be incalculable. And so, you know, we'll see how many of these legislative priorities they're actually able to enact into law. Apparently, they're going to spend a lot of time on abortion, although I don't know how Minnesota's abortion law could possibly get any more liberal. So they've got a, you know, they've got a, they have the family leave tax, which they're going to try to enact. They want to set up a $1.3 billion slush fund funded by a payroll tax to create a state right to family leave, which 80% of employees in Minnesota already have. And so all the employees, it's going to be like unemployment compensation. Everybody pays in for a benefit that's only going to even apply to a tiny, tiny minority of people of the state. So it's another, you know, it's a cure looking for a disease that that doesn't exist. That's another of their top priorities.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Do you think some of that surplus is going to come back to taxpayers?
Well, I sure hope so. The whole thing, 17, it's not, by the way, it's up to 17.8 billion now, Scott. The latest revenue came in $200 million above forecast, now $17.8 billion. They should give the whole thing back where it came from to the taxpayers who paid too much money. I think what the administration has in mind, they have not announced a specific plan yet, but I think what they want to do is send out very small checks to everybody, not taxpayers, you know, not in proportion as people paid it, but to all residents. And then they want the vast majority of it to be spent and become part of the permanent budget so that in 2 years they'll jack it up by 10% and try to spend it again.
Wow. A couple minutes left. What do you make of Joe Biden's special counsel on classified documents in the garage and closet?
You know, I love it, Scott. It's a great case of, you know, hoist with your own petard. You know, the truth is, and of course, Joe Biden, if you saw that clip of him trying to respond to a question about it, I mean, it's just sad. It's just sad that this man is our president. But, you know, the underlying reality is that all presidents, or in this case, vice presidents, and these are documents Biden took with him when he left as vice president, they all take files with them. And they do that for a number of reasons, usually to work on their memoirs. So they all will take some files. And there is so much overclassification in the executive branch, I'm guessing that, I don't know, a huge majority of the documents that come across the president's desk in the Oval Office are stamped, you know, secret, confidential, top secret, you know, even though they may have little or no significance. And so people get kind of hysterical about, oh, my gosh, classified documents in the basement at Mar-a-Lago. You know, I worked at the State Department as an intern many years ago, and one of the stories at that time was that somebody had classified a comic book, because you can classify anything, and declassification is kind of hard. And so there was a comic book that always had to be kept in a safe, you know, because it was classified. Well, that's what's going on here, I think. Now, maybe that Biden actually had some important documents related to, you know, his business dealings in Ukraine or something like that. But, you know, I think mostly it's just, you know, there's this overclassification. All presidents, vice presidents take files, boxes with them. The Democrats tried to use that to go after Donald Trump, and now it's swung back on him with Joe Biden.
Going to be interesting to watch. John Hinderacher, Center American Experiments. Safe travels to South Dakota. Thanks for the time today.
Be with you, Scott. Have a great day.
Back to your calls and texts when we continue.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Freedom Matters USA Studios. Back at it on What's on Your Mind. Whole load of text to get to here. Welcome your calls too at 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. Brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. Folks are mobilizing freedom, you know, now more than ever. It is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. The great thing about Patriot Mobile is not only do they share our beliefs, but actually do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Everything from first responders to sanctity of life, constitutional rights, religious freedom, our veterans, they're the best. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. That's patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. All right, what's on your mind? Tell me. Sons of Norway, says this listener. Lutefisk and meatball dinners this Sunday, 11 to 1. Carol Zubin must be hard at it again. Prepared to perfection, baked tender as only true Norwegians can do. Not prepared like other lutefisk, which gives lutefisk a bad name. Carol Zubin's lutefisk is the good stuff. Makes Scandinavians proud to live in America. Yeah, you bet. All right. Sunday, 11 to 1, Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Another listener. Trump was on Mark Levin's show last night. Yes, right here on the radio. Stating that he was ready to hand over the documents they were asking for. And the documents were locked in a safe at Mar-a-Lago, which is built like a fortress, and included Secret Service surveillance. I wonder if the FBI searched Mrs. Biden's closet and went through her drawers when looking for the documents and leave a mess like they did for Trump. Highly doubtful that happened. Highly doubtful. Another listener, since Biden indicated he'd probably run again in 2024, all of a sudden the left-wing news has started running stories critical of him. I feel like we're being baited into helping Democrats get rid of their problem. Cam, you're kind of all in on that theory, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. This is perfect. This is the perfect scenario to throw him under the bus and to take our eye off the real problems. It's a distraction. It accomplishes, you know, putting him, you know, I don't believe that he's not, unless, you know, health, you know, he has a stroke. I mean, unless something literally takes him out of the office between now and then, I don't think they're going to run him out. I just think they're going to tee him up that you can't run again, man. You got too much baggage. They're just putting the baggage out on the carousel right now. This is it.
Another listener.
That's how it works.
What's on your mind? Maybe North Dakota should look at helping residents using tax breaks. This would put more money into the economy. States with no state income tax, Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming, Illinois, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania are states that don't tax distributions from 401k plans, IRAs, or pensions. In 21 states, military retirement and pay is not taxed. In 16 states, military retirement pay is partially taxed. All for it, and they are working on some versions of that. We talked yesterday with Craig Hedlund, who heads up the Finance and Tax Committee and has been a champion of no income tax for a long time. We're talking about going with a flat tax to start with, but they're making progress. Now, what is the, you don't know this probably, Kev, but there is a percentage of your federal tax that is your income tax, state income tax in North Dakota. I want to say it's like 14%. So whatever your federal tax is, 14% is your state tax. It's not a lot in the grand scheme of tax burdens, but in my mind, they got the money, do everything in our power. I also like, to this texture's point, you know, states with no income tax, you know who they are. They promote that. South Dakota promotes that. So why wouldn't we want to do that? Another listener, what's on your mind? Good morning. The left is so worried about the carbon footprint and using fossil fuels in this country. I wonder how allowing millions of illegals here helps our country to lower these emissions. You caught him in a catch-22 there, didn't you?
Lower emissions. Lower emissions.
Yeah.
Everybody on board with that?
Open borders should lower emissions.
China going to do that?
Right.
India doing that? Anybody riding mopeds around the Middle East or Southeast Asia doing that? No.
Another list of
what you need to do it.
What's on your mind? I just heard there is a third spot the documents were found. Maybe in his bathroom or under the kitchen sink. I think the three spots are the quote-unquote closet at the Penn Center, Biden Penn Center, and then in the garage and in some kind of storage center close to the garage. I think those are the three. But the story changes and nobody answers questions, so it really is hard to know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I wonder if that's by design. Hard to really know, but it happened. It's bad.
Nothing to see here.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.